Good evening, everybody. My name is David Sandoval. I'm one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products. And as you might have noticed, I am flying solo tonight because Amy, my business partner and good friend, is on a plane headed to Hawaii, where she is going to be presenting, and I will be flying over to join her as well. Very excited to be headed that way and meeting some of our most enthusiastic Purium members. And we have enthusiastic members all over the planet, actually, and really excited to be able to get out and meet as many of you as I possibly can. Now, I have a very cool announcement that I think some of you may have seen and some of you may have heard, and that is that we have now issued $5 million. I'm going to say it again. We have now issued $5 million worth of gift cards to families across America and Canada who want to live lean, clean, and green. And it's a beautiful thing to look and realize that we have literally bestowed this $5 million gift with the help of Purium members. So I want to thank you for that. It's a monumental number. It's a monumental accomplishment. And it's something that you all should be so very, very proud of. I also want to remind you that the inspiration that comes from seeing people's transformations is really quite phenomenal. I have heard the stories year after year, and I watch the transformation testimonial video that we put together, and I must have seen it 10 times. And I sit, and I hear the stories, and I see the faces, and the genuine, honest, you know, extremely inspiring stories. And I can't help but think to myself that somehow, you know, we've done our job. We're doing our job. We're fulfilling our mission, our promise, to make people's lives better. And so I just want to thank people for that. And I want to talk about food, because food, this amazing thing that we call food, I had a unique relationship with it. And I want to share that journey with you a little bit tonight. And because I'm here alone, I also have a couple of, I'm up in my retreat and the weather is changing. The nights are cold and the days are hot. And working out with the wind blowing and my throat's a little bit dry, so I'm going to take a little sip of water. And then we're going to talk about this sort of strange trip that I took in my pursuit of the knowledge of food. Okay. Well, when I was young, it was becoming more popular to become a vegetarian. And so I decided that I was going to dabble in that because I had lost someone who I loved dearly. And the tragedy led to me thinking about myself and how I could avoid a similar tragedy in my life. And so I set about to learn as much as I possibly could about healthy living, and there was so little to learn back then. You know, you ate some yogurt for some live culture, you ate granola, you know, and you know, you ate, you know, some vegetables, and you tried to eat as healthy as you could, but it wasn't as easy as it is today with all of the really incredible vegetarian cuisine available. It was really quite a struggle, but nonetheless, it was a struggle I was up for. And I became a vegetarian, and then I heard about veganism. And again, this strange journey that I went on was not even close to being over. Because after veganism, I learned, of course, not about raw food. I had known about it, but about the discipline of becoming a raw food vegan, strictly. And so I decided to pursue that. And with 5 years under my belt, I decided that I would pursue the next level, and that was fruitarian. And this was people who would literally only eat ripened fruits. So I found myself eating avocados and almonds and tomatoes as the outer fringe of fruit. But other than that, a lot of watermelon and a lot of other fruits that I loved, like plums and vive fruit and other, just any fruit that you could eat. But again, I got my protein and my fats from nuts like macadamia nuts and almonds and from avocados. And, it was really quite a strange existence, but I then took it, believe it or not, even one step further. I decided that I would become a breatharian. And as a breatharian, I would forego all solid food and only consume wheatgrass juice and sunshine and water and air. And for more than one entire year, I survived on fewer than 100 calories, fewer than 50 calories a day, week after week and month after month. And every 7 or 10 days, I would eat a small piece of solid food, a banana or something to make sure that my motility was still working. And I lost a lot of weight. I did. I was down to 120, 125 pounds. And some very incredible things happened to me, but I came to the realization that that was not the pursuit that I was intended to, in other words, that isn't the end game. That wasn't where I intended to end up. But it was a very fascinating journey of learning and experiencing what so few could even imagine, to survive without food for more than a year. And because of that, I learned, I went to the extremes, to the outer limits, and I learned what few know about the body's potential and its capability and its wonder. And so when I ask people to do a transformation and to consume between 500 and 800 calories a day, and people look at me like I'm crazy, and I tell them, believe me, you could do it. I know you could do it. 800 calories a day would have been a Thanksgiving feast for me at one time. And so because of that, and my, intimate desire to understand food, I wanted to share with you some of my favorite food stories, but also warn you about certain things that you may not be aware of in your food, some hidden dangers. And so I want to start with a riddle. And the riddle is, when is 0 + 0 + 0 + 0 = 2? Well, the answer is when you are talking about trans fats. Now, here's what I'm talking about. The law says that a food could say zero trans fats per serving, when in fact it contains a half of a gram of trans fats per serving. So if you are a food manufacturer, think about how absolutely crazy this could get. If you're a food manufacturer and you want to say zero trans fats, all you have to do is cut your serving size from 4 cookies to 2 cookies, because there's a gram of trans fats in 4 cookies, but there's half a gram of trans fats in 2 cookies. And if you had the 4 cookie serving, you would say 1 gram of trans fats per serving. But with a 2 cookie serving, you could say 0 trans fats per serving. Now, whoever only ate 2 little cookies, or even 4 little cookies for that matter, the serving size is never followed, almost ridiculous, and can be manipulated by the manufacturer, because there's no law about what a serving size is. And so that is something, if you ever see 0 trans fats per serving, then you've got to be worried. Now, if it says 0 trans fats, period, then you're talking. Now, here's another thing that I think is ridiculous. Gluten-free. Now, it's not ridiculous if you're celiac. It's not ridiculous if you are gluten intolerant. It's ridiculous if you're selling something that never had gluten, doesn't contain gluten, and never will contain gluten, and you're bragging that it's gluten-free. That, to me, is ludicrous. It's like when they sell something and it says fat-free, and it's a food that doesn't have fat, that never had fat. Like, it's like you're selling, you know, watermelon, and you're like, fat-free, gluten-free. When people have to play those games, I think you got to watch out. Of course, you want to be informed. You want to be informed. Just don't be manipulated. And that's what they are trying to do to you. You know, right now, I've been worried about people who eat canned food. And, okay, so canned food is necessary once in a while. I'm going to maybe give you that. But did you know that you've got to really watch out about the food that goes into cans? Because the little plastic lining inside the can, the soft plastic, that stuff, toxic. Now, let's say that you're having tomatoes that have been sitting in a can for a long time, or a sauce, beans, anything that's really acidic, you're in trouble. So I just want people to be aware that things aren't always as they seem. Vegetables that you think are healthy may not be, if they're in a can. And so be very, very careful about that. Beans that may seem healthy may not be if they come from a can. It's not that hard to make your own beans. It's really not. And so just be careful. Very few people put these things into bottles, but please buy your tomato sauce and your tomato spaghetti sauce and your other things that you could buy that are preserved with a can in glass. It's a much better move. Just stop buying cans and start buying stuff in glass. Yeah, glass breaks, but you know what? It just is a step you need to make for the ecology, for your health, for the family. And speaking of food that, I mean, I love fish, especially wild caught fish, you know, deep sea fish. This is good stuff. Got healthy fats and all of that. And tuna is, the reason they call tuna the chicken of the sea is because it really replicates quickly. But I want to educate you a little bit about tuna and how to buy tuna. First of all, never buy the fancy albacore, because that's some big fish. Big fish have the most lead because they've lived the longest, and they're the most toxic. More importantly, this is crazy, but tuna, a large tuna that's over 500 pounds, could lay literally 2 billion eggs, whereas a tuna that's 300 pounds could lay maybe 200,000, 500,000. The huge tuna can lay 1,000 times more eggs than a tuna half its size. And the people who insist on taking the largest tuna are literally robbing future generations of tuna. So don't buy fancy albacore and you'll be fine. And once again, be careful of how it's packaged. So when I buy tuna, I buy it in the pouches because the pouches are actually made of a different plastic than the plastic that's used in the cans. And so it's safer to eat. So no fancy albacore, and buy it in pouches. Now, there's so much to know about food, but the most important thing to know about food is that food has pores, just like your skin does. So for today's discussion, the most important thing I want you to know is that foods that can be peeled, like an orange or a banana, yes, it is important to buy organic, but I worry a little bit less about those as far as direct contact with chemicals. But do you know that apples and tomatoes are coated with wax after they've been coated with chemicals that have not been washed off in agriculture? So the chemicals are put on them in agriculture. Then they're coated in wax to ensure freshness and shelf life. And you can't wash it off without a lot of hard work. And that's not, simply not worth it. And you look at some other foods, like potatoes. Potatoes are highly porous. They're grown in the soil. And the soil is treated with chemicals. Carrots are like little vacuums. If you have chemicals in a soil, you plant carrots and then throw them away. Or you, unfortunately, feed them to horses and cows. Yes, indeed. Because carrots are that good at taking chemicals out of soil. So we have to be very aware of our foods. And buying organic is the best way because it's not just about chemicals anymore. It's about GMOs. And everybody's thinking, you know, the GMO project. Well, guess what? There was a GMO project a long time ago called organic. And if it's organic, it's automatically non-GMO. I'm going to say it again. If it's organic, it's automatically guaranteed to be non-GMO. So yes, the non-GMO project rocks. I love it. But there was a non-GMO project long before that called organic. And organic is, you know, a nice thing to do for your family. It really is. Now, there's a couple more little food secrets that I want to share with you. One is that grains aren't all bad. But when you sprout, gluten isn't all bad. Grains aren't all bad. The main thing in grains that bother people is the gluten. If it's a whole grain, and you notice how many of the germinated and sprouted grains are becoming popular, that is because it dramatically reduces the gluten as well. As in our activated barley, the barley grain contains gluten, but it's dramatically reduced by the germinating process to where it's almost undetectable. And activated barley is an amazing food to take before you go to bed. Believe it or not, a half hour before bed, activated barley has beta-glucans that relax your muscles and let you sink into the bed. And boom, you're off to La La Land. So in addition to tart cherry, think about some activated barley. It's a strange combination. Actually tastes pretty good together. And a great way to relax your body and send yourself into a really nice slumber. So the secret to a lot of foods is to make them yourself. Making homemade beans, no problem. Cooking your own vegetables, you don't need to buy them in a can. And making tomato sauce, by the way. Do you know that, here's a little secret you probably didn't know, Roma tomatoes are heirloom. That's right, Roma tomatoes, totally resist crossbreeding, hybriding, and all of that. So Romas are truly ancient tomato. Get them organic. Make your own sauce. It's so amazing. All you have to do is boil the tomatoes until the skin starts to peel off. Then take them, finish peeling the skin off, put them into your blender, add some garlic, add some onion, add some bell pepper, add some oregano, add some basil, add some thyme, add a little fennel. And bam, you got yourself a beautiful, beautiful pasta or pizza sauce. Homemade without worrying about the can for a fraction of the price. So, again, tonight this wasn't about products. It was just about food. It's about food you have to look out for. It's about food that you might want to look into. And just remember that when you're selecting meat, when you're selecting eggs, if you consume them, you have to be very selective. And what I recommend, if you're going to use eggs, is to get grass-fed pasture. Eggs that are from hens, that are free pasture and grass-fed. Those are the highest level of eggs that you could get. When you have the grass-fed hens, the yolks of the egg do not contain anything but good fat, healthy cholesterol, and healthy omega-3. Just like you'd get from a salmon. Just like you'd get from spirulina. But from a grass-fed egg. If you are going to eat any meat, make sure that it's truly free-roaming, wild-caught, non-caged, non-farmed meat, or fish, excuse me, free-ranging fowl, grass-fed, free-ranging cattle. Just make sure that the quality of the food that you put into your body is as pure as you could get it. Pure food equals pure people. The quality of the food that goes into your body will equal the quality of the health you experience in your lifetime. Not just tomorrow, but today. Imperium Health Products is built on the motto and the absolute philosophy that we will provide you with the food that will provide your body with the nutrients that will allow you to experience a long life, a healthy life, an independent life, because you will not be relying upon anything except for your God-given health. And so food is so important. We are what we eat. I took a crazy journey right back to food. And I want to tell you, food is awesome. I'm going to give you one final recipe before I go. I want you to take some tart cherry concentrate, some unfiltered apple juice, and some cinnamon. Warm up the unfiltered apple juice until it's nice and not hot, but just warm. Add in a dash of cinnamon and 2 tablespoons of tart cherry and sip around the fireplace or as you watch the sunset. It's an amazing, amazing little drink that makes you feel warm inside, helps you get a great sleep, and reminds you that, you know, food could be such a blessing. It could also be a curse. Do we eat to live? Do we live to eat? We've heard it said 1,000 ways. But what it comes down to is, for so many people around the world that consider their body a temple, a reflection of their Creator, I just have to say that the gift that you bring into the temple to honor the Creator is very important. So select it wisely, and the rewards are incredible. My name is David Sandoval. I'm one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products, and I want to thank you for being part of tonight's call.